Who's fact-checking the fact-checkers? You shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 21. At first, I wasn't quite old enough to remember watching the television series, Dragnet, starring Jack Webb when it first launched in 1952. But I did manage to see the later episodes of this classic show, in its first incarnation, before it ended in 1959. My parents did not have a television set in our home until I was nearly in high school. Instead, our family would spend weekends watching TV at my grandmother's home. It was, for me, an important part of growing up. Because it aired Tuesday or Thursday nights on NBC, I would have to wait for summer reruns, when I often stayed a week at a time with Nana. I credit her for being the single greatest influence in my becoming a Christian. She read Bible stories and prayed with me before bed each night. As I look back, I believe that among the cultural influences American TV produced in those Renaissance years, Dragnet stands out, if for nothing else, Webb's no-nonsense visage when questioning a witness, and his clipped, staccato, "Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts." The show re-aired with new programming from 1967 to 1970, before Webb left to create Adam 12 and Emergency. Shows that portrayed good triumphs over evil values began the slow fade to black before the 60s launched the ugly trend of social unrest. Facts and truth have been on a glide path ever since the 70s ushered in the question authority bumper sticker era. Have you noticed the trend, particularly online, of fact-checking? Has it ever occurred to you how fact-checkers usually prefer the left lane of political ideology? It's not by coincidence. According to the Heritage Foundation, which published an online article titled, Fact Check, fact-checkers falsely claim they are fact-checkers, author Mike Howell makes a very compelling fact-based claim of sheer leftist political bias. Predictably, the left is moving almost inexorably into the new age that George Orwell predicted when he wrote, "And if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past?" ran the party slogan, "controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past." George Orwell, 1984. Some honest news outlets are now exposing a UN-backed report by international legal experts, which appear to open the floodgates that would only lead to normalizing adult sex with minors. The 8th of March Principles. Report from the International Commission of Jurists in collaboration with the UNAIDS agency stirred controversy as some critics have interpreted it as indicating that children under 18 can consent to sexual relations with adults. No telling how long the report was in the making, but it was only released, you guessed it, March 8, 2023. The full title is, The 8th of March Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law Proscribing Conduct Associated with Sex, Reproduction, Drug Use, HIV, Homelessness and Poverty. I can see why many would prefer its abbreviated title. The report contains a foreword by South African Constitutional Court Justice Edwin Cameron. Pictured, who wrote the foreword to a new set of international legal recommendations that he says will protect those whose sexual practices are identified with the disapproved or stigmatized conduct. Cameron was first appointed to the bench by President Nelson Mandela in 1994. There is one way to determine if something that smells like fish is indeed fishy. It's when the fact-checkers light up like the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree when criticism is encountered. Fact-check.org's headline reads, Posts misrepresent UN panel's guidance on consensual sex between adolescents, followed by an exhaustive parsing that attempts to excuse the report's Principle 16. Which reads in part, with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied in a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex, gender of participants or age of consent to marriage. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. According to the United Nations, children may consent to sex with adults. This has been the plan all along. Social media influencer Ian Miles Chung tweeted over the weekend to his 538,000 followers. It should be clearly noted, the 8th of March report does not offer a suggested age of sexual consent. It shouldn't be necessary to point this out, but here goes anyway. The left are canny, but not so brazen, just yet, to show their hand openly. The first thrust of the blade is not meant to mortally wound, just draw enough blood to make it look like it was unintentional. But, beware. Our spiritual enemy is playing for keeps. There are facts the fact-checkers don't want you to believe. The object of this report, like so many other incredibly insidious developments, is to weaken the defenses of a very sleepy coterie of mediating institutions, among them the very persons of authority many have habitually relied upon to protect their rights as persons, parents, and free citizens. The courts, the politicians, the schools, and even some church leaders, who, being determined to remain relevant to the culture, have succumbed to the allure of critical thinking in all its permutations. Carrie J. Byrne, writing for Fox News, states it this way: "The shocking recommendations from international legal elites underscore a number of major recent events in the United States and around the world that have unfolded with bewildering speed. Moving from Epstein's pedophilia to transgendering schoolchildren, powerful and influential people are openly promoting child sacrifice. The UN's so-called report is evidence of sanctioning such evil, disguised as enlightened thinking. Like Godzilla wearing pearls and opera gloves. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, 'Abraham. Abraham, here I am,' he replied. 'Do not lay a hand on the boy,' he said. 'Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.'" Genesis chapter 22 verses 10 to 12. Pray God will stop the hand that's sacrificing our children.